first thing I think you should do in evaluating law firms, economically and otherwise, is think about what's important to you. And it's a very common mistake that young lawyers make as they embark on their careers to assume that the right law firm for them is the firm that, on some index, seemed the most prestigious, the most successful, the most something. Because that may not at all be a fit for you. So what do you want to do in your career? I suggested the idea of work-life balance. How hard are you willing to work? How many hours of your life do you want to devote to your profession and your career? You need to think about that. What kinds of things really interest you to do as a career? Do you want to be a trial lawyer? Do you want to be some other kind of lawyer? Think about that first. The starting place is you, and this is a point in your lives when you get to make that choice. And as the further you go down a path of a career, the harder it is for you to change courses. You certainly can. So think about that first. Second, do research before you start talking to any other, well, you're already into the process, but in addition to the interviewing you will do and the questions you will ask, there's lots of data available to you, and you really should look at it and do all of your homework. And certainly before you interview a law firm, you should know everything there is to know publicly about the law firm before you get to that interview. You should never find yourself asking, so where do you have offices? Or things like that. You should know all of that and then get to the interview. And then really start to ask the important questions. In the interview, you need to use the interview process, in my opinion, very aggressively. Ask hard questions. This isn't a popularity contest. And you will make a good impression on the interviewers by asking hard questions. The more direct you are, being polite, of course, but the more direct you are, the more seriously you're going to be taken. The better the question is that you ask, the more seriously you're going to be taken. You're never going to offend somebody by asking for information. And if you do offend somebody by asking for information, you've learned something about the person you're interviewing. Actually, they learn about you by your questions. Your questions tell them what you care about. So they're getting a window on you by your question. And the fact that you ask a hard question or an intelligent question, of course, it tells them about you as well. But ask hard questions. And then when you get to the law firm, and this is one of the ways you really can distinguish among law firms, when you get to the law firm for an on-site visit, pay attention to what's going on around you as you walk around the halls. When I was in your spot, I found that I learned the most about the law firms watching how the other people interacted among themselves when I was in the law firm's interview. Far more than the information somebody told me in the interview. Everyone's going to be on their best behavior when they interview you, or they should be. And really, wherever you are, they're going to tell you a pretty good story. Every law firm you go to will tell you they've got a great culture. Have you been in a law firm? How many of you have interviewed a law firm that said, we have a lousy culture? Now, everybody's going to tell you they have a great culture. Everyone's going to tell you they've got a great career program. Oh, would you be lucky to be here? So they're all going to say those words. They're all going to try to say, and they mean them. They're in that culture. They think it's great. And everybody does have a culture. It's just that some of them aren't very good, but they have one. So you've got to figure out, not just based on what people are going to say in the interviews, the hard information. So you find it out by asking the hard questions about what you need to know, and you find it out by looking around. And you, if you do that, you will see that the way it looks and feels in law firms is very different from firm to firm. Some are very friendly. Some, you will see the people in the staff acting as though they are important citizens in the firm, and in some you'll see them sitting there in a way that's quite meek and quiet because they're not important citizens in that organization. That tells you something about the law firm. Then I would ask about all of the other things besides economics that you would care about. One of the most important questions you can ask a law firm of any size is, what is their vision for the future? And what I would do if I were you, I would ask that question or something like that a lot of different times to a lot of different people and see if you get something that sounds like the same answer from the different people in the firm. And that's not a trick. It's just, that'll tell you how well the lawyers in that firm or whoever it is you're interviewing have a common idea about where they're going. And it'll tell you if they're going anywhere, and it'll tell you where they're going if they have a common idea. And that's very important. That's why I started with these overarching trends. These things are going on, consolidation, globalization, segmentation. All that's happening. And if the law firm doesn't have a strategy that you can understand, a vision for its future that you can understand and that you think might do well in that changing world, then that's not a good fact. You might